RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Schneider and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've been talking about the DK Metcalf situation. The NFL last night saying that the fan did nothing wrong. Tom Pelissero, who works for the NFL Network, said NFL and the Lions determined that the fan in this situation with DK Metcalf was just the victim in all of this, essentially, that he did nothing wrong. That there was no violation of the fan code of conduct, which includes behavior that is unruly or disruptive. I don't know how this wasn't at the very minimum disruptive behavior, but they have determined that there's nothing wrong with it. Now, Tom Pelissero this morning says, well, actually, after hearing from DK Metcalf, the NFL, they're going to maybe go back and take a look at the fan code of conduct and talk with the Lions a little bit more about what exactly happened here. Very, very confusing on the NFL side of things. And again, I want to point this out. I am not defending DK Metcalf here. You can't go over and do what he did. And he should be suspended. But there's also previous precedent that's been set here that maybe he shouldn't be suspended by the way the NFL has not acted in previous situations. And if you're going to suspend him, I think you have to admit that there's two parties at play here. And they're not doing that. They're saying this is a totally one-sided situation, which I just can't believe. Let's grab your calls. Let's go to Rich in Carmichael's next on the fan. Hi, Rich.
You there?
Yes. What's up?
Happy holidays, my friend.
You too.
I just want to make a call. I want to make a comment on TJ Metcalf. It wasn't totally right in what he did, but when I was in the court system, it's never changed. We had circumstantial evidence and direct evidence. Mm-hmm. When that fan turned around and said, I got exactly what I wanted, he made another comment, but if he made that comment...
Yeah, he said that was the goal. He said that was the goal after this happened.
So therefore, that makes him just as guilty as TJ, but TJ had no right in doing what he's doing, but I don't know what the NFL is looking at, because if that fan and turned around and he said that, you have circumstantial evidence and direct, and that is direct. So you can't throw that out, and I don't know what they looked at, but in my eyes, if I was in the court system and they had a trial, TJ would be found not guilty, because that's admitting that you got exactly what you wanted, and that jury would look at it like that. Yeah. Therefore, I want to say have a great day and keep up the good work, and go... Steelers.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate that, and happy holidays to you as well, and to TJ and DK. Let's grab another call. Let's go to Doug in Latrobe next on the fan. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Josh. Nobody's saying the words negligence And the NFL, Ford Field, the Detroit Lions, and the security were all negligent.
100%.
After Shaq Lawson, it shouldn't have happened again.
Yep. Yep. And the Steelers are part of this as well, because they, I think, Doug, and I talked a little bit about this last night, but I think it's worth repeating here. The NFL, they can only do so much when it comes to security. Stadiums can only do so much. The Steelers, I think, need to have security of their own behind their bench. You look at when you look at any big time college football game, right? You know, I go back a couple years ago when Nick Saban was coaching Alabama. Everywhere Nick Saban went, there were like 2, 3, 4 state troopers that followed this guy around everywhere they went because of the value that he was worth to the organization that was Alabama football. DK Metcalf makes like 3 times as much money per year as Nick Saban was making then nearly. And there's nobody that's stepping in the middle of a fan and DK Metcalf in the bench and the stands. There needs to be private security by the Steelers, and I'm talking some big dudes that stand behind the bench that are essentially bodyguards, private bodyguards for the Steelers that are available to be on their sidelines that will stop anybody from coming down and trying to do anything that could disrupt the millionaires that play for them that are worth a whole lot to that team, and will also stop those guys from going and engaging with fans. I think you make it clear to the players, you do not mess with these security guys. They run the show down there between the fans and the crowd. They are responsible for it. You have to intervene. You have to have an intermediary. And it should have happened when the Shaq Lawson situation went down in Philly. That should have been the end of it. Every team in the league should have had their own security right there, coupled with the stadium security, the other team security, and the NFL. There needs to be people there that work as a barrier at all times between the fans and the players, because this type of thing cannot happen again, because it could be a lot worse.
Yes, like I said, they're trying to avoid the negligence that they caused this, and because they're going to get sued, and they're going to get sued a lot more.
Yeah, look, and Doug, thanks for the call. And the reality is that DK Metcalf might potentially lose a lot here. He's already losing over $500,000 in his salary, but now his guaranteed money because of a clause in his contract is up for grabs as well. That's on the line. Now, it sounds like, and I know Jerry Dulac put this out last night, the Steelers have no plans. They've already committed to DK Metcalf beyond this year. They're not going to try to take his money away or anything like that. And that's probably, you know, the smart move. But at the same time, if DK Metcalf has a terrible, you know, injury in the next couple of years and the Steelers decide, hey, look, we want to move on from this guy, they have an out now. They have a financial out now because of this situation. So,
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like, this guy might have cost himself millions and millions of dollars potentially by this action.
Talking about all these big security guards, and of course, with the Eagles, you think of Big Dom, right?
Right.
Well, the Steelers...
And I know the Steelers have security.
They need to get their own Dom, and we happen to have one right here in the office with us.
You think intern Dom can...
I mean, he doesn't have a job yet. He's going to be graduating soon.
I think it's going to be hard to get guys like DK Metcalf to not just run right through, you know, our Dom. and go after people. And I'm I'm not saying the Steelers need like goonish bouncers, but they need to have, and this is not just the Steelers. I'm not just coming down on the Steelers for this. Every NFL team needs to have somebody monitoring at all times the backside of their sideline. They need to have somebody there. And maybe they do, and maybe this fell through the cracks. I don't know. I don't know the specifics of that.
Do you put any onus on Mike Tomlin?
I mean, ultimately, the coach is responsible for the actions of his players in many ways. I mean, I did, you know, obviously there's a responsibility there from a coach. In the moment, it's not on Tomlin for, like, that moment specifically, Tomlin can't be there to patrol what's happening behind their sideline. But he also is responsible for the actions of his players as well. Like, you have to own some responsibility there. You can't have guys that are not engaged and so easily distracted on your bench. And we talked about that with, you know, Pickens and Antonio Brown, and you go down the list of guys who have, you know, had incidents on the field and on the sideline and what have you. And ultimately, yeah, like it's ultimately all a reflection in some way on the head coach, but you also can't put it on, you can't put it on Tomlin. He can't patrol every, you know, every inch of that sideline at all times. So the moment specifically, that action, you can't, but the overall, you know, he is a part of it in some way. Let's go to the Apollo Flash in Newcastle. What's up?
Hi, Josh. My fear is that this, if they rule in favor of this fan and he gets a big payout, it's going to open the door for thousands of other guys to say, boy, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Pull this off. And, you know, that's what I'm afraid of. And also, maybe the NFL should have a sticks and stones role, like your mother said, you know, sticks and stones will break your bone.
Yeah.
But words will never hurt me. And the final thing is, what about these guys that jump into the crowd whenever they get a touchdown or whatever? What if something happens then?
Yeah, right. And then look, in that situation, I mean, you're talking about like celebratory, the Lambo leap and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for the call. You know, those are situations that are often joyous in nature. But yeah, the player is opening themselves up to the potential of something bad happening in that situation as well, no doubt. But at the same time, I feel like there are going to be far less incidents from that. And maybe you do have to just get rid of that. But that doesn't feel like something that's going to result in some sort of violent altercation. There has to be some sort of blockade, some sort of barrier. And I'm not talking physical. I'm not talking about putting up like glass like you see in the NHL or anything like that. But there has to be some sort of deterrent there from fans and players from engaging, particularly in moments like this where you have players on the bench and somebody sitting right behind the bench who's yelling things out. I don't know. Maybe the first row of the stadium is covered up in every NFL stadium and people can't get down to quick, you know, to engage and interact with fans. I don't know. That seems like an extreme. That seems like too much. But you also can't have a situation where a player reaches up and takes a swipe and tries to punch or whatever he did a fan that's in the crowd. You can't have that. Let's go to Stoney in Pittsburgh next. What's up, Stoney?
How about Tony?
Tony.
Does that work?
Tony. Okay. Tony works as well. Yeah. It was written as Stoney. You're going to have to blame Sean for that. We're going to throw him under the bus. Sorry, Tony. Go ahead.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
As far as the money it's going to cost DK Metcalf, I wouldn't worry about that because he's going to get more than that back, and I'll tell you why. When you fail to enforce a policy, like the policy they have about fans' action, you are liable. So they're liable for all the pain and suffering and everything that Metcalf goes through, plus the thing with the suspension. I don't care how many times you've enforced it. If you don't do it one time on an incident, and I know because I've been through the court system with this many times, okay, they're responsible. He can file a suit against them. Also, the woman was never interviewed that was next to this gentleman. And if you get a chance to watch the tape, you can see her turn away in disgust when this guy's talking to Metcalf.
Well, in the defense of the situation here, Tony, do we know that the woman wasn't talked to?
Well, you're absolutely right. We don't know that. But in turn, it's on tape. You know, when this guy's talking, she just like turns away in disgust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, with what's being said. And if that's the case and they don't take action, Medcalf himself has a suit. I mean, hey, if they're going to mess with you and drag you to court, drag somebody along with you.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and thanks for the call. I mean, again, we go back to the fan code of conduct that was posted by Tom Pelissero, and one of the fan one of the lines in the fan code of conduct, the first line under the following actions may lead to ticket, revocation, ejection, and or arrest, is displaying inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior towards others. The second line is behavior that is unruly or disruptive or illegal in nature. I don't know how this isn't considered inconsiderate, inappropriate, unruly, and disruptive, what this guy did. And the fact that he turns around and says that was the goal tells me that there was an intention here, a premeditated intention to make this happen. I mean, that's an admission of guilt to me on camera. It looks like an admission of guilt. That's how it appears to me, that this guy is admitting, I wanted this to happen. I wanted this to happen. And then he goes and immediately lawyers up, it sounds like, and he's coming at, from a legal standpoint, DK Metcalf and probably the Steelers and the Lions and whoever. And maybe that's what's leading them to say, hey, look, this guy didn't do anything wrong because the Lions and the NFL don't want to be sued by the guy over this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.